بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدنا عائشة صدیقہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, and a person came, sat down in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he posed a question to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I have many slaves. They lie to me, they deceive me, they cheat, and they disobey me. So in retaliation, I become angry with them, I beat them up, I insult them. What will be my position on the day of Qiyamah with regard to them? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him that the amount you hurt them and you insulted them and you retaliated by punishing them, that will be measured with that amount of them deceiving you, lying to you and cheating. If it is found that both is equal, in other words, you punish them justly, exact amount of what they disobeyed you, you beat them up, then there won't be any reward for you, neither will you be punished. In other words, their rewards will not be given to you, their blessings, and you won't get any sin. But if they have disobeyed you more and you have punished them less, then you will be given from their blessings and you will benefit. However, if both are measured and it is found that you abused them, you insulted them more, you beat them up more than them being disloyal to you and cheating you and disobeying you, then you will be punished and they will get reward from you. Your sawab will be given to them and you will be getting their gunas on your head. This sahabi went one side and he began to cry. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized that he had been making zulam, and therefore he was crying, he was worried what is going to be his plight. Therefore Rasulullah reminded him of the ayat, and he said, haven't you read the ayat, وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ, that we have fixed the scales of justice on the day of Qiyamah, every person's a'mal will be weighed, and if his good deeds outweigh his bad deeds, then he'll be successful, but if his bad deeds are heavier, then he'll be punished. Like that, it is mentioned in one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem asked the Sahaba, who is a pauper? Who is a poor person? Manil Muflis. Sahaba said, that person who's got no money, no dirhams, no belongings, he's a poor person. Nabi Kareem said, no. A Muflis, a pauper in the eyes of Allah, is that person who would come on the day of Qiyamah in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when his amal be weighed, with a lot of salat, a lot of zakat, a lot of hajj, a lot of ibadat. And suddenly some person will come, say, Ya Allah, this person swore me unjustly. So some of this person's good deeds now will be given to this person. Somebody else will come, Ya Allah, this person cheated me. So his blessings will be given to this person. Somebody will say, Ya Allah, he killed me unjustly. Like that, there'll be so many people coming and demanding the rights which were usurped in the world. Finally, all his good deeds will be given away. Yet, the line will still be long. People will still be coming and demanding their rights. But he'll have no good deeds to give over. So their bad deeds will be thrown upon him. The word turiha is used in the hadith. It'll be flung onto him. And finally, he will be flung into Jahannam. We learn from these ahadith, we should not make zulam on any person. Allah has given us authority as a parent, as a father, as a husband, as a boss. We should not abuse our authority. One sahabi by the name of Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala was beating his slaves. From behind he heard a voice, Allah has got more strength than you have over your slaves. Allah has got more strength over you and more power over you than you have over your slaves. In other words, you are punishing your slaves and you are hurting them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more strength in punishing and hurting you. And He will deal with you very severely. When he turned around, he noticed it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The moment he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he realized that he was wrong. So immediately he said, Ya Rasulullah, these slaves are free for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have freed them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you did not free them now, then Allah's fire of Jahannam would have burnt you completely. The topic of zulam is a very vast topic. Most of you are awake whole night last night. I'm just giving you a few pointers here. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained in the hadith in three simple words how severe the punishment of zulam is on the day of Qiyamah. Al-Zulmu Zulumatun Yawman Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, when there will be darkness, Allah says the believers will have a light in front of them, guiding them. But a person who was an oppressor, who made zulam on people, he will be in complete darkness on the day of Qiyamah. All ulama explained, he will be in a very horrifying and terrifying condition. He will be in pain. He will be in misery. He will suffer. He will wander astray. He won't see any light. He'll be in fear. It is mentioned about zulam, two sins. One is oppression, and the other one is severing family ties. These two sins are so heavy and so severe that their punishment is given to the person in this world and also in the hereafter. Other bad deeds we do, punishment is given in the hereafter. Allah save us. But if a person who makes zulam, and if he severs family ties, then he will see the consequence of this in the world. What is zulam? In Arabic they say, وَضْءُ الشَّيْءِ فِي غَيْرِ مَحَلِّهِ, placing something in its incorrect place. Simply, if I take something from here, and I go and place it in some other masjid, I made zulam. It belongs here, it should remain here. Somebody's driveway, I take my car and park it off there. Whether I'm coming for namaz or dhikr or anything, but I have made zulam if I have not taken his permission. I'm causing him taklif, I'm causing him pain, I'm taking away his right. Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullahi's incident is very, very thought-provoking. And let us take this lesson home today. He was very sick. In India, the toilet was not in the home, it was slightly away. He woke up one night, he did not disturb any person. It is said he was so sick, so ill, that he virtually had to crawl and go on his fours. He went to the toilet, relieved himself. When he came back on the bed, he realized that because he was so sick, he did not put the lota, the jug in the right place. So he thought perhaps in the night some person might go to the toilet, and in the dark, because there were no lights, he will search desperately for that lota. He will not find it in that place. For that few moments, while the person will look frantically for that lota, he'll be in pareshan, and that is zulam. So he goes back to the toilet, puts the lota in the right place, and then he comes back. Now these are simple things which you and I will just take for granted. A person who usurps another person's property, in the hadith it is said, just one shibr, just a handspan. On the day of Qiyamah, if this one handspan of land or ground and earth will come around his neck like a yoke, choking him, and it will sink him seven earths down. There are so many other important points, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of not making zulam. One last point, it is mentioned in hadith, matarul ghaniyyu dhulma. A person is a rich person, he's got all the money to pay his creditors, but he does not pay them. He makes them sing, he makes them dance, he procrastinates. Whenever they ask him, if time is up, he disappears. I will give you tomorrow. Yet he has the ability to pay. He's got assets. He's got beautiful cars. He's got a mansion. He's got properties. He's got all the means to pay. But he's making the other person pareshan. It is his right. The creditor wants his money back. He has to pay other people. He's got people he has to pay. He owes. Rasulullah said, a rich person who makes other people cry for their money, then he has made zulam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Help us to be just, insaf, because Allah has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah has commanded justice. Allah has mentioned in the hadith, قُسِي رَسُولُ said, Allah has mentioned to us, O mankind, O people, لَا تَظَالَمُ. Don't oppress one another. Therefore, in the hadith, it is mentioned, إِيَّاكَ اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ. Save yourself, protect yourself, be fearful, worry, be concerned about the bad-dua of an oppressed person. Why? When a person is oppressed, if he has to just say, ah, raise his hands, then between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no parda, there is no veil. His dua will be answered immediately, and then the zalim will be in parishan. May Allah give us the ability to make amal whatever has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.